Welcome to the Closing Market Report. It's October the 15th, 2007. I'm Todd Gleason. In a few moments, we'll talk about the commodity markets with Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing. He's in Normal, Illinois. And later in the half hour, we'll discuss the cash grain market with the folks at the Andersons right here in Champaign County. Along the way, we'll hear about the value of farmland in the Prairie State and ask you for your financial support. This is, after all, listener-supported radio. Get ready to dial 217-244-9455. That's 217-BIG-WILL, just like some of your neighbors have done so far. This fun drive helping us to meet a challenge from AgriGold. Dave Dickey and Company retired that $1,000 75-member challenge to the AM 580 bank account this morning. Thanks to everyone that has contributed so far. We're not done yet, especially if you have not dialed in your support for ag programming on this radio station. It's WILL AM 580 and the Closing Market Report. And before we get to the end of the show today, we hope to hear from you, and we'll check in with the folks at Chesapeake Energy in Chicago.
The Closing Market Report is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Taking a look now at the numbers as they settled in Chicago on this Monday afternoon. Futures in the wheat pit for the day. The nearby December contract at 833.5, down 24 cents. The March at 852.5, off 20.5. And the May contract down 11.5 at 803.5. July wheat at $6.71. The new crop settled 9.5 cents lower. December corn futures 362, a settlement price up 11 for the day. March contract at 378.25, up 10.5, and the May futures at 388.75, up 10.5 on the afternoon. December contract at 408.5, finished the day 8.25 higher. Soybeans now, November contract $9.87, up 10.25. January futures at 10.05¾, 10.5 cents higher, and the March contract up 10.75 at 10.18½. November beans next year $9.76½, up 15.5 on the afternoon. December bean meal futures at 281.20, up $2.30. January futures up 270 at 283.90. Bean oil December contract $40.06, up 53. January futures 56 higher at 40.61. October live cattle at the Mercantile Exchange 95.15, up 70 on the afternoon. December futures at 97.97½. 75 higher. October feeders at 113.10, 27.5 cents lower for the feeder cattle. October contract November at 113, 22.5, down 25 for the day. December lean hogs at 58, 32.5. They're a nickel higher. February futures up 15 at 65.25, and the April lean hogs at 68.20, 50 cents higher on the afternoon. Outside markets now, November crude oil, $86.20, up $2.51 at this hour. The U.S. dollar at 78.087, down 0.137, and the Dow stands at 13,942 at this hour, and it's down just about 151 points for the afternoon.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
You know, it's Fun Drive here at the radio station. On our last couple of days at the Fun Drive, we've shortened it up. Time for you to pick up the phone and dial this number now, 217-244-9455. Or if you want to call toll-free, it's 866-779-9455. Call in your support, Dave Dickey, of the agricultural programming that you and I strive so hard to bring to our listeners each and every day. Dave Dickey is in Pledge Central, patiently awaiting the phones to ring.
I am indeed, Todd, and to entice those phones to ring, I want to share a few things with you. First off, we only have 9 copies, just a handful of the Hightower Report left. Of course, that is the ultimate trading guide. I use it myself because it's so good in providing seasonal trend dates and tables, supply and demand, and production histories. 9 copies of those are left for a gift of $150. So here's what we're going to do. If we can sell, if we can take in 9 pledges today of $150 or more for the Hightower reports, I will put in myself another $100 in support of agricultural programming this afternoon during the closing market report, just like I did on Friday. And if that is not enough, if you have never given it to the service report, the service before, AgriGold Hybrids will give $10 with your pledge this afternoon as well. 217-244-9455, the number to call. Toll free, 866-779-9455. Or if you're listening on the internet, willpledge.org. Let's see if you can get into my back pocket again.
Hey, they managed to do that on Friday. All they have to do right now, Dave, and you're being very generous, is to pick up the phone and dial this number, 217-244-9455. This is easy to do. Call in, and you can take, up to $100 out of Dave's back pocket if we get 9 calls at the $150 level. But $100 is great. $50 is fine. $40 is where we start. Dave and I always like to try to ask for a century note. We think that's probably what we're worth to you all year long. If you listen in to this program and the pre-opening and opening market reports along with Commodity Week, if it makes a difference, if you can't get by without listening to at least some of that programming, we hope that you will pick up the phone right now and dial this number. It's 217-244-9455. When you do, there are volunteers here to take your financial pledge. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express, all accepted. You can write a check if you want. Just call with your pledge of financial support to this radio station. Dave Dickey will check in with you a bit later to see how deep into your pocket the farmers might get this afternoon.
And there is already one picking up that Hightower report right now, so 8 left.
All right, 8 left. So we've got 8 left, 1 gone at the $150 mark, 217-244-9455. Thanks much, Dave. We'll talk to you in a bit, okay?
Thank you.
Dave Dickey, of course, your Director of Ag Programming here at the radio station, on the line with us this afternoon, as he is every Monday afternoon, to talk about the commodity markets. It's Kurt Kimball of Grainfield Marketing out of Normal, Illinois. Shall we start with the corn or the wheat today, Kurt?
We could tackle the corn, but either one of them had a dynamic day. Corn futures was lifted by some spread activity, buying the corn, selling the wheat on the spread. A lot of potential there. Seasonally, that's a very popular spread this time of year, especially as we go into early winter. But flat fundamental news. Mark was lifted by the EU likely to authorize some imports for a couple of varieties of GMO products, which three of them are corn varieties. They've been short feed needs, and the private industry has been promoting the importation of some of our GMO, but the government's been hesitant to do that just yet, and that's why our wheat's been strong on the world market, and our sorghum sales have been strong to Europe. But also corn found support by a sale of 242,000 tons to South Korea. Export inspections remain fairly strong. And then here in the near term, there's starting to be a little bit of weather concern. You know, even though harvest is wrapping up here in the eastern belt, northwest of here still sees some harvest activity to take place. And they've been literally just soaked. A lot of standing water in the western belt. And that western crop might take a little time to come out. This afternoon's harvest progress for corn is expected to be anywhere from 50 to 55 percent complete as a nation, with Illinois pretty well wrapped up in some areas. Wheat, a lot of spread activity there, as I mentioned, between corn and the wheat, but also old crop, new crop, the bear spread kicking in. We've seen a lot of selling as the technical picture is turned us a little negative in through here. Ideas are that the world trade's fairly well bought up. We've seen a very aggressive weekly export sales pace in through here. And as we go on in through here, we'll probably see a little bit of a deeper correction, as this December wheat futures expected to go back towards the $8 level.
And did wheat on the drop today break through anything technically that's going to be pretty tough to rebound back from?
Well, not just yet. Probably just this eight. It's breaking the moving averages that we're going through here. You know, if we would get some type of reversal, in place in through here. Technically, it might be kind of tough to get above last week's high in the December contract back towards that 885, 883 level as a point to watch. It is getting a little overbought, and we can have some little bit of a short curving because Australia still remains critically dry, and two, we're continuing to watch our southwest in through here. It's extremely dry there, too.
I can see that the phones here at the radio station are still ringing. Glad to see that. If you're waiting to make a phone call, now might be a good time to dial in. 217-244-9455 at the $150 level. You can pick a little money out of the back pocket of the director of ag programming here at the radio station. His name's Dave Dickey, and he's back there watching those come in as the phones ring. The lines are fairly busy. We hope they stay that way. We'll check in with Dave here in just a bit. Let's talk more about the corn and the wheat. You suggested that at least in the short term, we've got a couple of things that are happening in the corn market that have lifted it. There's been probably a slowdown in the western corn belt because of the rainfall. And there was also some ideas that corn would be purchased in and has been purchased or will be purchased, I suppose, out of Europe to fill some feed needs. Those are a couple of things that we thought might happen, at least on the purchases, as the price of wheat's been awfully high. What we didn't discuss was the longer-term impact of the wheat going down and what that might mean to the corn market as we head into what's normally a seasonal uptrend at this point. Any impact if wheat should continue its free fall?
Well, the function of the market now is to, for the wheat is to go back down and stimulate some reduced demand, but we feel the old crop wheat's probably going to have to go below the $8 level basis December futures to get some renewed demand to develop. Another probably 20, 30 cents down to that $8 level, you'll probably see Egypt back into the world wheat market. But this wheat rally has been beneficial to the corn, per se, because corn was sort of left behind, and it made the corn market short of the cheapest grain item on the board of trade. So corn's starting to see the benefit from the higher wheat prices. We've seen a lot of wheat acres go in this fall. If weather continues to cooperate, we'll probably see one of the biggest acreage we've seen in some time and through here. In return, that's probably going to be the expense of corn. As guys put in more wheat, they're also looking for reasons to put in more beans, and it's going to be at the expense of corn. So looking longer term in through here, this wheat rally has probably put corn in a position to have a recovery rally going in this winter. Short term, though, corn's probably going to be looking at some simple retracement levels. If you look at the recent high here that we saw here at the end of September, first of October, and you measure down to the low here last week, a simple halfway 50% retracement level puts us back towards this 364 level. If you do a complete Fibonacci retracement, it could probably push corn back up to 370.5 basis December futures contract.
Okay. Anything else we ought to discuss before I let you go for the afternoon?
Well, the beans. I think you need to keep an eye on the beans in through here. They're going to be a dynamic market here as we go into early winter here. A lot of pressures on the South American producer to come through with a big crop. Failure to do that could be quite dramatic as we go into next summer, because when you look at the supply-demand balance sheet and just keep everything consistent, there's still going to be a deficit for next year. So the function of the market is to have a big crop in South America and gather a lot of bean acres here in the U.S. for next year.
We appreciate all the work that you do for this station and there in Bloomington for your clientele. And thanks much for the support of the radio station.
Well, appreciate it. It's a lot of fun to work with you guys.
All right, Kurt, you have a good afternoon.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel is with Grainfield Marketing out of Normal, Illinois, joins us here on the Closing Market Report on Monday afternoons. You can hear him talk with Dave Dickey at the Opening Market Report on Monday morning. Speaking of Dave, he's in Pledge Central, been listening to those phones ring, I know, because I see the lights in here in the studio, and they've been fairly busy over the last 10 minutes or so, Dave, but I bet we need more phone calls to 217-244-9455, just like that one, 217-244-9455 to call in support of Ag Programming and Dave Dickey. They're working on taking a little money out of your back pocket If we get, it was 8, I think. It was started at 9. If we get 8 more phone calls at 150, are we down further than that yet?
Well, it looks like we're down to about 4 Hightower reports left to give out at the $150 level for this pledge period, Todd. And well, yes, indeed, I will put $100 in if we get 9 pledgers to give $150 during the closing market report. So that going on. And in addition to that, we also have the AgriGold Challenge. If you've never given any money before to this radio station in support of AM 580 agriculture, now would be a great time to do so, because AgriGold Hybrids will add $10 to your pledge. Kick the tires. Test us out while we like the $100 level. If you want to come on board for $40 and see how you like it at that level, that is would be a grand level to do so today. 217-244-9455, the number to call, and toll free, 866-779-9455.
Those are the numbers to call. Here's a number and the reason to call. One of them is 21. That's the number of analysts we guarantee that you will hear on the air during any given week, and it doesn't include all the folks that might show up on Commodity Week. So every week you hear 21 different voices talking about the marketplace, whether that be about the weather, the cash grain markets, or the futures markets. They're there in day in and day out, 5 days a week plus Saturday. Make that 6 on this radio station, and we hope that you will call in your support right now at 217-244-9455. That's 217-BIG-WILL. If you're outside of the 217 area code and you'd like to dial toll-free, the number is 866-779-9455. I can see that we have 1 of 5 lines that's left open at the moment, so now would be a good time to call in. We're headed for $200,000 in this goal for our drive, by the way. I'm not sure how far along we are on that one, but we're headed there, and we need your help. We need it now to make this fun drive successful at the radio station that has made a commitment to agriculture across the 2-state region, the Midwest, and as it says in the mission statement, Dave, to the global marketplace, right?
Indeed, that is true. Our mission is to provide agricultural weather and markets on a regional, national, and international basis. And sometimes we flip it around, Todd, and we actually say we're going to provide agricultural markets and weather. Sometimes it's weather and agricultural markets, but you get the idea. That is our mission in life, to provide you the best information to make the best decisions possible for your marketing needs. 217-244-9455 is the number to call, and I'm pretty sure we're coming up very quickly on last chance Texaco on those Hightower guides.
Yeah, all right. So if you want to get into Dave Dickey's back pocket at $150, you can do that. Dave, we'll check and see on that last chance in a couple minutes, okay?
Thank you much.
Dave Dickey, your Director of Ag Programming, asking you to call 217-244-9455 in support of the ag marketing and agricultural weather. Like the forecast we have right now from Ed Kieser, he says tonight across the 2-state region in Illinois to be cloudy, scattered showers, a few thunderstorms. In Indiana, mostly cloudy with some showers and thunderstorms. Lows will range from 52 in northwestern Illinois to around 60 in the south. Tomorrow in Illinois, mostly cloudy, some scattered showers. In Indiana, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms. The highs will range from 60 in the far northwestern part of Illinois to 75 in the south. And tomorrow, wind speed should be about 6 to 12 miles an hour. The extended forecast for the 2-state region, another round of rain expected Wednesday night into Thursday. Locally, heavy amounts are possible, especially from the west central parts of northern Illinois. Cooler air with some spotty afternoon showers expected on Friday. Dry weather expected next week, and a southerly breeze will set up on Sunday, ushering in unseasonably warm air, says Ed Kieser. And a cold front may come through and send temperatures back down around Tuesday of next week. Keep those phones ringing. The number to dial is 217-244-9455. Well, up next, the value of farmland in Illinois is still going up. We'll tell you more about the past farmland value trends in the Prairie State.
The Closing Market Report is made possible in part by a grant from Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois, a full-service commodities firm with 2 toll-free lines. In Illinois, 800-252-2013.
In Indiana, 800-637-3123 or email to cooley@admworld.com.
The value of farmland in the state of Illinois has continued to increase, up 92% since 2007, says the University of Illinois Extension Farm Management Specialist Dale Latz. Latz says the average farm real estate value for Illinois in 2007 was $4,330 an acre. That's the highest on record. This includes the value of all land and buildings. The figure was 13.9% higher than the 2006 average of $3,800 an acre. Latz has released a report on the value of Illinois farmland. It can be found on the FarmDoc website. The address, www.farmdoc.uiuc.edu. The title is Illinois Farm Real Estate Values Continued Double-Digit Increases. The 2007 increase, based on figures from the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, or NAS, marked the third year in a row of double-digit increases in Illinois, and the 13.9% increase is the third highest year-over-year increase since 1979. By the way, farm real estate values in Illinois have shown a year-over-year increase every year since 1988, or 20 consecutive years. Since 1970, average farm real estate values have declined only five times in Illinois as compared to the previous year. Those years were 1982, 83, 85, and 1987. There have been 4 years when farm real estate values increased over 20%, in 1974, 76, 77, and 2005. The largest increase, by the way, came in 1977 when values rose an astounding 37.3%. More recently, from 1994 through 99, the average farm real estate values increased between 4.2% and 9% annually, and from 2000 to 2004, the increase ranged from 1.3% to 7.4%. Since 2004, the yearly increase for farmland values in the state of Illinois has averaged 18.5%. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason. Just like the phones have been busy here, they're busy out at the Andersons as well. Took us just a little extra time to get hold of Wyatt Muse this afternoon to talk about the cash grain market. Hi, Wyatt. How are you?
Good afternoon, Todd.
You're busy.
Yes, we are.
All four of you were on the phone.
Yes, it's busy afternoon. Have a lot of fertilizer working its way out as the fields have cleared and still have some grain trickling in.
What do you think about the moves in the marketplace? A big drop in the wheat and the big gain in the corn this afternoon.
Yes. Saw this morning that Turkey passed on some wheat purchases, which may make people feel like the world supply is a little bit more comfortable than we originally thought. I'd say the positive direction on the corn and beans is more tied to commodities as a whole. Gold's at 28-year highs, and feels like we've been saying that every day for a while. But crude oil continues to work higher, up over $85 a barrel, so we should be feeling that at the gas pumps soon enough.
And then as you take a look at your cash prices for the day, what are they?
Cash corn up 11 today at $3.37, and the cash soybeans up a dime at $9.67.
We appreciate you being with us.
Enjoy your afternoon.
All right, thank you. That's Wyatt Muse of the Andersons joining us here on the Closing Market Report very quickly. We'll head back to Pledge Central where I see that one line is busy. That means four are open. And Dave Dickey, is your wallet still open or has it slammed shut at this point this afternoon?
I tell you what, I am so grateful to our ag listeners. They got into my back pocket again today for another $100 for the Hightower Challenge. All of those are gone. It's last chance Texaco on that. However, there is still time to get in on the AgriGold Challenge this afternoon. If you've never given before, now would be a time to give to AM 580 Agriculture, support what we do on the radio in terms of our analysis and weather. AgriGold Hybrids will give $10 with your challenge this afternoon. We have four slots open for those. Fast four dialers will be able to take advantage of that. 217-244-9455, the number to call. And if you do give at that $100 level this afternoon, might I suggest the AM580 agricultural hat. It's spiffy, it's blue. It proudly says that you're a supporter of AM580 agriculture. The number, 217-244-9455, or toll free, 866-779-9455.
Let's just keep on going. The number to call is 217-244-9455. Pick up the phone right now. Dial in with your support of ag programming here at this radio station. Mark Russo will join us in just a moment to take a complete look at what's happening in the ag weather. But Dave Dickey, they are still dialing those phones right now in support of ag programming, aren't they?
Indeed, they are. And I want to thank some of the people who have contributed this afternoon, and including William Martin. He's in New Richmond, Indiana, Todd. And then Philip Watson. He's over in Ashmore. And I also want to thank Tom Leeper of Leeper Seeds in Decatur. 217-244-9455 is the number to call.
It is the number to call. That's 217-244-9455. We'll check back in with Dave Dickey in just a moment. Mark Russo with Chesapeake Energy is on the line this afternoon to take a complete look at the ag weather forecast for the day. Hi, Mark.
Hello there, Todd.
Well, they tell me that out west, they've slowed down considerably in the harvest season, and it's kind of wet. What do you see?
Well, we see another week of wet weather across much of the Midwest, especially the western areas, including Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, and parts of Missouri. So you see a parade of storm systems actually coming across the Rockies, developing the plains, and tracking to the north and east. And as a result, a frequent shower and thunderstorm activity can be expected from now through this week, even on into the early portion of next week.
And then if you bring it a little closer to home in the Urbana-Champaign, two-state region area of Illinois and Indiana, are we going to get the rainfall as well?
Yeah, we do expect rainfall across that region, especially coming up. The time frame actually taking place with one kind of band of rain coming through tonight into the morning hours tomorrow. That will continue through, looks like about midday, another band of rain coming through Wednesday night and into Thursday morning. And then finally another one kind of to end the weekend and start off the week as these waves of low pressure track across the Midwest.
How are they doing in South America? They were dry and holding up some of their planting season. Are the driest areas getting rainfall there yet?
They are. It's not all dry areas of Brazil, but certainly the pattern is becoming much more conducive for rainfall, and they're beginning the rainy season down there, meaning that they're beginning to see shower and thunderstorm development on a daily basis. Already the rains have begun to encompass the largest producing area, Mato Grosso, there in the center-west area of Brazil. The one area, though, that still has not seen significant precip is the Goiás region. That's the state east of Mato Grosso, but we do expect rainfall to pick up across that region as we go through the next week to 10 days.
Anything that you've been watching in China or Australia, Ukraine, Europe that we need to be aware of?
Well, we're seeing an improving soil moisture situation across areas of Ukraine and Russia. That area had been very, very dry here in recent weeks, but that's beginning to turn around, so they are improving. Across China, it looks like they're in very good shape here as they continue to plant winter wheat. Soil moisture and irrigation levels are adequate, so no issues there. And finally, Australia, we're wrapping up their growing season, and they got some rains in Queensland last week. However, that is probably more detrimental than beneficial because they're already starting to harvest up there.
Mark, we appreciate you being with us this afternoon.
My pleasure, Todd.
That's Mark Russo. He's with Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. He joins us here on the Closing Mark Report. That happens each and every Monday afternoon. We're going to flip things around just a bit. We'll bring you the regional newscast in a couple of seconds. One quick final look to Pledge Central and Dave Dickey. Dave, did we finish up pretty nicely this afternoon?
Indeed we did, Todd. And just FYI, the next phone call at $100 will probably put us at the 158 $100,000 level toward our overall goal of $200,000 and set us up very nicely for the big push tomorrow. 217-244-9455, the number to call.
Thanks much. Dave Dickey, your Director of Ag Programming. I'm Todd Gleason, the host of the Closing Market Report and Commodity Week. That's our program for this afternoon. Your regional newscast is next, and then we'll return to the afternoon magazine.